对我来说呢，那句话是菩萨对我的布施，因为终身受用。也就是在那个时候，当我碰到呢别人对我不善意的时候，我开始去思维，我要怎么样子去学习，让呢我自己心中所有的不善愿可以化解。那么因为这样学习的关系呢，慢慢我们就会啊，对这个冤家或者是呢你所亲爱的人，就能够拉平那个心，不会再有怨气。那么现在更应该学习的呢，就是不念旧恶。所以佛陀所教导我们的一切善法，是为了让我们去除习气，不要常常去记忆昨日，昨日种种的不善，不应该堆积，修正现在，你将来呢才会有机会。那么为什么不憎恶的人呢？因为我们没有资格憎恨恶人。当你心觉得这个人恶的同时，你自己也已经是不善。
For me, this verse, if the Bodhisattva is given to me, it is useful for the rest of my life. From that moment on, I started to learn from my deeply of mind to put those resentments down. If you are able to do so as same as me, you do not bear former grudge, nor does you hate or abhor enemy or bad people. All Buddha's teaching is helping us to cut off our bad habits. Don't always put the past memory in mind. We have to revise our own bad faults instead of bearing former grudges, nor do you harbor enemy. You have no right for you. When the moment you come out of thinking of evil to any certain person, you are already in evil.
所以呢，以前呢，我们在师长学习的时候，我记得很深刻的一句话，我师父告诉你：你们以为拿很多东西来供养我，叫做报师恩吗？你们以为我说话你们听？哦哦哦，是是是，不敢打我叫报师恩吗？师长告诉我这句话，让我终身刻骨铭心，不要做一个面是非非的人。我那时候不懂什么叫面是非非，就是表面上你非常恭敬，什么都不敢做，再转过身去，师长也敢批评，为非作歹，什么事情都随顺自己的私欲。所以呢，后来啊，师长又讲一句话，他说你真正改，你的行为端庄，你的心念清净，能够啊喝淡如来的家业，就是真正报师长之恩。这句话我终生铭记，不要做一个面是非非的，表面上很恭敬，怕得要死，怕他看到你的缺点，然后背后捅过来，全部做的是自己的习性，随顺自己的欲望，这个呢是地狱。
I remember one verse that my venerable master had talked to me. He ever said that to offer the things to your master is not only way to pay a debt of gratitude to your master. And he said, don't remain friendly in appearance, but a strange at heart.At that moment, I did not understand the meaning of this verse. And then my venerable master referred to me, what does mean of paying a debt of gratitude to your master? When the time you do really change your thoughts following on the right way of the Buddha's teaching, you had to pay a debt of gratitude to your master.I am mindful of this verse. If you remain friendly in appearance, but a strange at heart, you are the being of hell. The seventh enlightenment says, indulging too much in the five desires cause troubles for only a laity or an ordinary householder. One must not be defined by worldly pleasures. The five desires of wealth, sex, fame, food and drink, and sleep. It is also called the five roots of hell.
很奇怪的呢，在古时候没有所谓这个钱财，可是呢，每个人都过得很富足。有一个贝壳也是很珍贵的，有一个花也是很珍贵。我最近自己常常在想，当初呢，在二三十年前，我们在乡下的时候，那么乡下呢，没有围那么多围墙，我们呢种一样菜。可是当菜收割的时候呢，我们会有十多样菜可以吃。为什么呢？包括水果也是这样，可能我们只种一颗水果，可是季节到的时候呢，我们大概会有六种水果可以吃。因为邻居很多，每一个邻居都种一种菜，然后我种多了给他们吃，他们种多了给我吃。所以呢，我们每一户人家呢，虽然只种一样，但是却有十多样可以吃。可是现在呢，每一个围场都围起来了，啊，还怕虫来吃，还怕鸟来吃，所以你那样菜种完，你只有那样菜可以吃，水果也是。我常常在想，到底哪一个时间是富贵的？你现在有电视可以看，围场围起来了，有冰箱可以用了，可是呢，你却缺少了十几样新鲜的水果跟蔬菜可以吃了。样样都要花钱买，以前样样通通不用钱买，人家都很高兴送来给你吃吧。你们说哪一个时间富贵啊？以前富贵吗？可是很多人看以前穷啊。你说现在人富贵吗？很多物质啊，可是是不是很穷？
I always felt the people who live in ancient time are richer than now. Even their daily materials were not rich. Their minds were satisfied. About 20 to 30 years ago, when I was young, I lived in countryside. We only planted one kind of fruit or vegetable, but we would have up to 10 kinds of vegetable to eat when they were ready to harvest. Why? Because every laying bird food would share those vegetables to each other. Yet, the present time, everyone is afraid to each other. They even protected their own garden by setting the wall between their house. I always think of this question. Are those people who live in present time richer than those people who live in ancient time? No, they are poor. Even the people now who own abundance of materials to use, they even lose a lot of things. Everything they had to pay by themselves, they won't have the experience of sharing the food with other neighborhood together.
这里所讲的色呢，不是男女色，是所有一切物质所呈现出来的色相叫做色。那么我们现在你看哦，我们觉得这个衣服所呈现出来的色相，再加一个名牌，这个就珍贵。然后 只要放到地摊上一百块，那个就不珍贵。哪里跟分别这个色的珍贵与不珍贵？是不是你的眼睛看到那个名牌以及不名牌？啊，那个牌是谁创造出来的？人心。所以你可以看到呢，以前佛陀啊在讲唯识的时候，讲到世间的众生啊，可怜，生活在名色二字装下，名跟色就如此而已。
The next one is the form or the sex, the expression of all outside materials.Is called the form. For example, it is such as when the clothes with the famous mark on it, and the clothes is expensive. On the other hand, once the same kind of clothes, which is put in free market for sale, this clothes is not expensive, and people won't treasure it very much. Therefore,Isn't the clothes expensive nor unexpensive, which is classified by our mind? The Buddha had ever mentioned that the living beings live between name and fame, and living beings are so pitiful.
所以呢，这些珠色所呈现的物质相貌，事实上呢，我们人类呢，真的不用用那么多，有太多是太浪费了。曾经呢，就有一个山地人啊，这个原住民，他呢讲了一句话，他说人类啊发明车，能够代替我们走路，是非常殊胜的。可是呢？用这个啊，人类最珍贵的水来换替你的走路是不聪明的，没有错。他这句话在我们看起来是很愚痴的这个原住民所说的话，我们笑他不懂得物质享受。可是事实是这样吗？在我们本世纪的战争，第一个一定是人类为了争取水而战争。所以以前呢，在经典里面，佛陀就说起将来的水会比油还贵。现在水有没有比油还贵？贵哦，因为油一瓶你可以煮好几天，对不对？水一瓶，你可能一天要喝好几瓶，是不是水已经比油贵了？将来。会更惨。现在呢，到处啊都是旱灾，水已经在不够。那为什么水会不够？因为人与人之间的欲火相交接，所以水会不够。所以呢，如果能够保持我们宁静的心，不让自己心起伏太大，那么你的四大就不会缺水。
In fact.People own too much materials. There was ever an acting man referred. It is wonderful that the human beings inventing the vehicle instead of by walking. On the other hand, the human beings are unsmart to use the water up to take the place of ride by walk. He is correct. The world in present age of time must be happened for striving for water.Even the Buddha had ever mentioned in the sutra, in the future age, the water is the most expensive than oil. Isn't right? Yes. Even when the drought, people have lack of water. The bigger reason for having the drought because of too much desire among people and people. In a word, in order to avoid a lacking of water element in your body,You have to calm down your mind and keep it in peace.
接下来呢，讲到名呢，这个名就更可笑了。名呢，这个名字是朝夕的夕加一个口，就是众人呢从早上到晚上用这个口来等你，你就自己以为 然后呢，我常常在想，这世间人的愚痴啊，没有去思维。爬上楼梯，站在高处，是谁爬的？是不是你自己走楼梯上去的？照理说，你应该要楼梯也下来，对吗？可是你看，很多有名的人、有钱的人，当他爬到高位的时候，突然间生意失败，突然间怎么样，不能接受，就喝酒，醉终生。要不然呢，他就跳楼了，突然间上吊。奇怪，我一直在思维，世间人怎么这么奇怪？楼梯怎么样走上去，是你自己走的，你难道不知道楼梯要怎么走下来？哪里错？先攀高慢之错。所以啊，我很怕人古人说一句话没有道理，人怕聪明，猪怕肥。我不会去想到人聪明，我常常想到猪肥就要被杀了。所以呢，你像我说我们这次哦，已经很有名了，可是呢，一有名我越怕，你就要越懂得自己要能够制止它，不要再像那个风神一样四处乱飘，很烦的。要懂得知道啊，什么是真正的无常，不要呢念念安住于那个虚妄之相。
The Chinese word of name is compound with the character of day and night and a mouth, and it has the special meaning in it. By the way, the most famous people are not able to bear on defeat. When they suddenly heard that they are out of business, they might commit a suicide. How strange people are. They only knowTo go up to the upstairs, they have no way to go down. What's wrong with them? Because they are great and they are too proud of themselves. Therefore, I am afraid of being famous. In a word, don't forget when you are become famous, you must know to stop it by your own. You have to realize that the truth of impermanence.And don't be that well in the illusory.
所以呢，给世间好名的人一个非常诚恳的忠告：随时随地不要忘记自己的楼梯是怎么爬上去的，也随时随地要有心理准备，随时随地要下楼梯的。为什么呢？因为时间是无常的。一旦新人换旧人，不可能你是永恒的。
Then those followers answered to the king, "You are right." Only a glance later, the king suddenly cried so loud and said, "Even our people in the country are living in rich and peace because of our administering, but we are getting old.And we will die very soon. We are not going to own it. This is why I am crying for." Then those followers just cry with the king.
记得在中国啊，一个古典籍里面有个记载，就有一次呢，有一个皇帝带领他的大臣啊，到郊外去，结果呢，跟这群大臣呢、啊。一边走就一边越来越高兴，因为看到那个稻谷长得很好，很漂亮，所有的种植呢都啊很茂盛。很显然，今年呢是一个五谷丰收的、啊、大丰收年。所以呢，这个皇帝就很高兴，对着大臣说：“你们看，因为我的贤能与你们大家的努力。”让我们这个国家的百姓啊，你看多么安乐，多么富贵。
There was ever an old story on long time China. There was a king one day who was going to turn of inspection in his country with some of his followers. They were so happy because that was a great harvest year.The king was so proud of himself for controlling this country. Therefore, the people had a peace enriched life in his country.
然后呢，那国王就很开心这样讲，那些大臣呢就依附着国王的声音说，对呀、啊、对呀、啊、对呀、啊，啊，大王也说的对。过一下呢，那个大王突然间就放声大哭，一直嚎啕大哭。那大臣呢就问国王说，为什么？大王你刚刚这么高兴，怎么现在又哭了呢？他说，你看，我们现在呢把这个国家治理得这么好。百姓跟着我们这么幸福快乐，可是呢，我们大家都老了啊，很快我们就会死了，我们再也不能拥有这个国家了。一想到这里，我就非常的悲伤啊。然后大臣就跟着那个国王说：“哦，对对对，国王你说的对。”所以那些大臣也跟着那边嚎啕大哭。
Then those followers answered to the king, "You are right."Only a glance later, the king suddenly cried so loud and said, "Even our people in the country are living in rich and peace because of our administering, but we are getting old and we will die very soon. We are not going to own it. This is why I am crying for." Then those followers just cried with the king.
这时候呢，就有一个大臣呢，其中只有一个大臣，反而在那边哈哈大笑。那个国王就啊，那个皇帝就很生气，就责骂他：“我们都在很悲伤，为什么你要笑呢？”那大臣说啊：“国王啊，人要懂得知足啊，你已经同理这么多年了，够了啦。我相信啊，你以前的爸爸的爸爸的爸爸，每一个人都有这种想法。”啊，如果像你这样子霸住这个位置不换的话，今天哪有机会让你坐上这个王位？人家还是治理得很好。所以呢，整个朝廷里面智者只有一个。这个呢，就是有升官前因后果的智者。
At this moment, one of the followers were laughing at them. The king was angry.And blamed on him. "Why are you laughing for?" This follower answered the king, "My dear king, you had to satisfy. I believe all kings were came out the strong thinking the same as you. But if they did not give up their seat to you, you have no chance at all to be a king today. In a word, there was only one person withGreatly wisdom in whole government.
贪吃美妙上好的食物，其实呢，食物是一能饱就好。可是我们现在的人呢、啊，喜欢贪求种种的美味。我现在问你们呢，你们仔细思维，食物色香味真正好吃的只有到哪里？是不是只有到舌头？舌头下面是什么？有到喉咙吗？真正你觉得好吃的感觉在眼睛，你眼睛看到这个，哦，这个好漂亮，很好吃，这个好漂亮，很好吃，全部这些菜塞进口里面的时候，经过牙齿，舌头所感受到的是酸、甜、辣、咸，对不对？它还分辨得出那些美味色香吗？没有，色香在你的眼睛看。到喉咙变成什么？不知道吗？大便啊！经过牙齿，再到舌头，其实就是黏糊糊的一团了，对不对？
People like to enjoy the different kind of the delicious food. To think about this question carefully. Which organ do you use to taste the food? Isn't the tongue? In fact, the taste of food comes from the sense of eyes. Because when you have seen those food by your sense of eyes, even the delicious food was chewed by the teeth, swallowing full of thought. If it's still delicious, the food becomes shit.
我以前呢，我曾经跟你们算过，一天三餐啊，一餐呢，我们算一公斤就好，一天三餐一个月要多少公斤？啊，90公斤，一年要多少公斤？ 一天80公斤是几顿？ 10年要多少？ 10顿多， 对不对？ 10顿堆积起来， 跟我们人比起来， 是无量无边。 那些东西你们哪里去啊？ 如果那些东西放在你的肚子里面， 你能不能活？ 好，那些东西哪里去？变成大便啊，大便又去长养植物啦，植物你又吃下去啦。所以你是什么？大便。答对了，你吃大便，放的也是大便，跟蚯蚓一样，吃的是泥土，放的也是泥土，何必计较太多？ 所以我们的生命啊，一直在教我们不增不减，连你吃进去肚子里面都不能在里面停留，何况是外在的物质。
I had mentioned this before. People take 3 meals a day. For instance, we only take 1 kilogram of food per meal. Then how many kilograms of food we take in a month? Is 90 kilograms. How many kilograms of food we take in a year? Is 1,080 kilograms. Then how about in 10 years? Isn't about up to 10 tons of food we have taken in 10 years? Are you able to alive if you did put those food in your stomach? Where are those food going then? They become shit. Then people take the shit as the fertilizer to help the growing of plants. We did have eaten the plants. Therefore, what have you been eaten? Isn't shit? Even the life of every human being has been telling the truth of neither increase nor decrease.
算，睡，所谓的这个睡呢，无明无知、不贪嗔、不接受善法、安住于自己恶念、顽固、冥顽难化，都叫做睡眠。听懂吗？ 很多时候我们是不是在睡觉啊？当你起斗争心，要跟人家斗争，你要起争取心的时候，那个时候都叫做睡。为什么？无明无智，在这个时候就叫做睡。所以这才是临时睡，五种欲望的过患，道大很大。所以呢，纵使我们是俗人。 俗人就是啊，讲的就是在家居士啊。纵使你们是身处家的在家居士，其实你们所有的内涵因缘跟我们出家人有什么不同？一样要觉，不是说出家人就修行比较好，应该要修行。在家人如果不觉，你们所有的元素跟我们都一样，哪里可以不觉？ 所以，虽为俗人，不染世乐，不贪婪，不污染这个世间的情执、爱染之乐。
Next one is the desire of sleep. Sleeping is not only referred when one lies on bed. When one is stubbornly clinging to his wrong thinking, or when one who feels in a daze with no wisdom, they are considered as in sleeping. Are we sleeping most of time? Moreover, when one who wishes to strive against others, one is sleeping, he is due to ignorance. In a word, the five desires of wealthy, sex, name, food and drink, and sleep cause great troubles. Through only a laity or an ordinary householder is no different than a cultivator. One has enlightened. One must not be defined by worldly pleasures.
但是呢，也不堪染这个世间啊种种的爱欲之乐，常念就是不间断的呢思维三一瓦钵以法器。这个三一瓦钵法器呢，这个法器所说的。不是呢，我们在唱诵的那些法器，那些只是法器当中的一部分。真正的法器呢，是你的色身受境界之法，那么所能够呢，容受之意。
Though only a laity or an ordinary householder, one must not be defined by worldly pleasures. Always keep in mind of the three regulation garments, earthen wheel, begging bowl, and entrustment used in Buddhist rituals. The impressments have means one who obeys the Buddha.
自愿出家，所造清白。这个自愿出家呢，所说的不一定是落法。那么很多人啊，曾经问过我，师父啊，你这么年轻，为什么要出家？我说呢，又不是只有我出家而已。 你也一天到晚在出家，他说没有啊，我的头发还留着啊。我说头发留不留着，并不代表在不在家出不出家。你懂不懂什么叫出家？Member
to renounce the lay life and join the community of monks and nuns to practice and teach the Dharma full time. Abide by the Buddha's teaching, power enlightenment. Make vow to renounce the lay life, which is not only referred to shave the hair, to become a monk or nun. There were ever someone who asked me, Master, you are still young. Why do you live home life? I answered them, you did the same as me. They replied, I haven't shaved my hair yet. I then told them, it is not the real meaning for living home life.
现在我把这个问题拿来问你们，什么叫出家？剃光头叫出家吗？ 不是，那什么叫出家？ 你们现在有没有出家？
What do you think? What is mean for living home life? isn't shaving your hair out? Are you living home life now?
我告诉你们，什么叫真正的出家？我跟那个居士讲，我说不是只有我出家。我们所说的家，不是这个房子的家，是这个身体的家。你的心一天到晚往外跑，等一下我要去买名牌的，等一下我要去买高跟鞋，等一下我要去买皮包，等一下我要去买菜市场买菜，有没有去出家？你的心有住在你的房子里面吗？心一天到晚乱奔跑的时候，是不是出家？我说呢，我是啊，头发剃光而没出家，你是头发没剃而出家，听懂吗？是不是啊？所以你们一天到晚在出家，而我没出家。
In fact, the home life is referred to our physical bodies from day and night. If your mind has been run out of your physical bodies, you have been thinking, I want to buy the shoes, I want to buy the wallet, I want to go to the supermarket. At this moment,Do you mind that where in your physical body you are considered living home life? This is why I say that I am living home life with my hair had been shaved. Yet the present of you are living home life with the hair have not been shaved.
所以呢，出家不在于有没有头发，要不要头发还不简单。那么，如果你走到任何一个地方，或是你在做任何事的时候，你马上呢碰到那个境界，可以反省，那个叫做呢自心守道，在那个时候你就没有出家，你的。真正的清净心没有逃离开你这个家嘛？可是如果你到处去乱晃，虽然你的心到每一个地方就随着境界而攀援而去，只有剩下那个空壳子，好像有一些人在这里听经，他虽然写在这里听经，可是他在打妄想啊，我等一下去洗衣服啊，我等一下去洗澡啊，我等一下要用相哦，我等一下要干什么？那有没有在家？不在家，因为呢，所谓在不在家，要说到你的心是不是自心守身。
Therefore, living home life is not depend on having the hair or not. When any situation, you are able to observe your own mind, and this moment, you abide by Buddha's teaching, Tower Enlightenment.You have not yet left home life, because your nature pure mind do not run out of physical body. On other hand, if one who is here listening my Dharma teaching, but one's mind is not here instead of making daydream, one is not considered as living home life.One's mind is not there where in the body.
所以呢，他这里所谓的自愿出家，真正的含义是呢，暂俗不染俗。所以前面他讲，虽为俗人，不染世乐。虽然你在这个世俗尘劳当中，有种种的事情你应该要做。但是因为经过前面的六种觉悟之后，你已经知道了愚痴生死啊，你也知道了常念知足啊，懈怠堕落啊，你也知道啊，我们的心无厌主啊，不应该让心常常跑出去啊，不应该让心出家啊。所以呢，在这个时候你能够呢守道。什么叫守道呢？这个守字就是宝盖，也就是房子的意思。下面是一个寸， 就是告诉我们在方寸之间，你这个道，这个道路的道，首先重在行，它是一个手，在一个走步，对不对？所以道非常道，即是道。你不是要说我急着我要去做，就是我在走路叫做道。它道的真正意思是你必须行持，而不是口中说道而已。守道清白。
Abide by the Buddha's teachings toward enlightenment. Through the former six enlightenments, people are able to join the community of monks and nuns to practice and teach the Dharma full time. Abide by the Buddha's teachings toward enlightenment. By the way, it has special meaning in the Chinese character ofAbide by the path. It told us that it is most important to teach and retain the Buddha's teachings toward enlightenment.
在经典里就有讲到了，什么是真正的出家人？佛陀说呢，我的弟子啊，凡四等，最上等的呢是心出家，身也出家。那么我刚刚讲的出家啊，就是啊，众生不知啊，自心已出，所以呀、啊，常常让心乱奔跑。我举照他们呢，也是出家。可是如果你能身行出家，这个身行现这个清净的大目相，那么你的心呢，自目向道，行出家而心安住于这个色身道业之家，这个是最好的出家人。
The Buddha's Sutra has ever mentioned that there are four kinds of cultivator. The base kind is one who lives home life either body and mind, and I'm going to expand this in different meaning than I was justmentioned in the formal paragraph.
第二种呢，好的出家人是什么呢？其实就是啊，心出家而身不出家。心出家呢，所行所造动，不同于啊世间你说呢，你想要修行而已。为什么呢？因为他念念当中呢，护念我的道业，所以对这个世情之乐，就是这个第七觉知，虽为如人不染思乐。他对这个呢道业心目，然后呢对这个法的布施啊，非常的殊胜，所以心出家叫做行者，实践之者。一般呢，很多人都啊，自己给自己呢一个很好的台阶下，他说啊，我是心出家而身不出家，这个叫自觉半乐，还属于第二的好的出家人。现在你们要知道什么叫心出家。心出家呢，它是护佛法器，成就菩萨道的行者，只不过呢他在佛门里面现外部相，现外部相不现呢内部。那身心皆出家的呢是现内部相，也就是既护持佛陀的法藏，也兼担着弘法利生的责任。可是所有这些弘法利生的责任过程经费作用，全部都要这个新出家而身不出家的行者所负持。
The second kind of good cultivator is one who lives home life for his mind, even one is unable to live home life for his body. This kind of cultivator, full and ordinary householders, he must not be defined by worldly pleasures. He takes delight in learning the Dharma. Therefore, one leads home life for his mind is called a cultivator. A cultivator is also referred to one who is retained the Dharma or cultivation. Most people give themselves the excuse for not living home life, but they considered that they are always left home for their mind. In a word, people who live home life, either body and mind, they have bear the heavy responsibility for benefiting all living beings. Also, they have responsibilities for teaching and preaching the Dharma. Yet people who live home life without body, their minds take delight in learning Buddha's teaching toward enlightenment. They are called the cultivator. They have responsibility to protect and help those people who live home life either body and mind, which are monks or nuns, on their needs of daily life.
再来呢，此身出家而心不出家，怎么样是心身出家心不出家呢？那时候啊，在泰国啊，曾经有一个比丘，那个比丘呢是住山洞的比丘，那他住的山洞在后面的高山里面还有另外一个比丘，另外一个比丘呢是精修大乘，他自己呢在入禅定的时候啊，可以这么说呢，他的禅定功夫很深的。那是山脚下这个比丘呢，是有家庭之后才出家的。有一天晚上呢，在山高山的那个比丘在入禅定的时候，一个念头一直打进来，我明天要回去告诉我老婆怎么样房子要怎么样盖，那个盖房子要花多少钱，我的儿子要住在哪一间房子，我的女儿要住在哪一间房子，什么时候要给他们娶老婆，整个晚上呢就一直啊有这个念，有这个念维系的声音，就一直骚扰了他。就后来呢，这个比丘入禅定观察，你看哦，原来是山脚下这个老比丘啊，在计算怎么样为他老婆盖房子啊，怎么样呢？这个未婚儿子啊，娶媳妇的时候要怎么样准备新房？那天呢，第二天早上，这个在高山那个老比丘在下山来托钵的时候呢，刚好经过那个老比丘的门口啊，就是那个山洞的门口，就问他一句话。你的房子盖得怎么样啊？然后就去说过了。这个老比丘呢，吓得双腿发软啊！一听到他们这句话，当天都不能休息。然后呢，那个山顶上的比丘回来的时候，又经过他门口，就跟他讲：“你剃光头干什么？”这个老比丘就更吓了，后来就回去了。但是这个山上这个比丘呢，他本身是一个少欲知足的比丘，所以他通常呢出去托钵一次，有时候他会入定三天。但是他入定的时候呢，就完全呢在止境当中。结果呢，那天他入定一个礼拜之后
，The next one is one who live home life only one's body.Yet one doesn't live home life for one's mind. What is considered as this group? In Thailand, there was ever a man who lived in the lower tier of curve. This man had ever gotten married before he left home.And there was another man who lived another upper cave in Big Mountain. This man was take delight in cultivating of meditation. He had a higher success in meditation. And one day, while he was in meditation, he just felt that there was one kind of wrong thinking successively coming out from his mind. It seemed that the main holds food to him from certain person. I am going back to my relative home tomorrow. I'm going to explain to my wife how to design the structure of the new house, how much it will take, which room does my son live, which room does my daughter live. The whole day and night, this man had been bothered by this kind of thoughts. Finally, this man took delight in cultivating in meditation. He had just found out that those wrong manholds which were coming from that old man who lived in the lower hill of curve. The second day morning, when this man took off arms bathing by the curve of that old man, he asked him, "How is your new life working? Why do you shave hair for?" This old man was being shaken when he heard that that monk rebuked him as this talking. Another man who lived upper cave in Back Mountain went back to his cave. He then had been cultivating of meditation in a week, and 1 week later,
这个年轻啊，就禅定功夫这个比丘，为什么他的比丘相中？他说因为他吓死，让他误他你的房子盖得如何的时候，他真的吓死。他呢不好意思再打扰他的年轻比丘，是不是给自己找借口？啊？如果他懂得善有的珍贵，他应该借那个机会去除他所有的习气，对不对？ 他反而看到光明就逃走了，然后后来呢，这个老比丘就还俗了，干脆就还俗，真的是帮他老婆盖房子了。这个呢，就讲到说，我们刚刚要说的，他嫌弃光头，他有没有这样？没有，他的心又在家了。可是讲到心在家的同时， 其实呢，是你的妄想心四处在奔跑。当你的妄想心已经四处奔跑，而那时候你的真实心被无明所遮盖的时候，这就是我所说的妄想心出家。所以不应该让你的妄想心远离你的真实心光明的照耀。妄想心像小鬼， 真实心呢，像大日光明。
There was a layman who lived in lower hill, coming to the upper cave, making the offering to this heart cultivating man. This layman mentioned that that old man who lived in the lower hill had already left the cave. He even mentioned that that old man left the cave and became the relative because he felt so ashamed for himself having been bothered others' cultivation. Did that old man give himself the excuse for not correcting his bad habits? Yes, he did. In a word, this old man, even he had ever shaving his hair. Or, as a cultivator, he did not really live home life because his mind had been dealt well in his daily life. Therefore, don't that even true nature mind runs too far away from the Buddha's teaching. If you do so, at this moment, your mind has due to ignorance. You will have no brightness. You are considered as one who leads home life with an illusory of mind. The illusory of mind is just as a little ghost. The nature Buddha mind is just as the brightness of sun.
第四种是身心都不出家，身心都不出家呢，就是完全呢被这个妄想心所控制的。那么我曾经跟你们讲过呢，在我们那里啊有一个居士，他在二十年当中，每天呢三餐全部呢都是啊吃那个饭盒，从25块饭盒知道吗？从20块吃到40块，再吃到50块。然后每天都坐在电脑面前，他是在做那个股票，他的钱到底有多少他也不知道，反正钱汇进来就到银行，全部呢都是从电脑上操作。可是呢有一次啊，他已经死了一个礼拜都没有人知道。他20年当中最远的地方只有打开窗户看到对面，从来也没有出去玩。结果当他死的时候呢，人家都不知道，哎，怎么联络不到这个人啊？送饭包去也没有人接进去吃了，然后呢，那个垃圾也没有拿出来，就很多人呢，同楼的人，又是整栋办公大楼，就去敲门，敲门也没人回应，打开门一看，已经就早就死得硬了，全身发臭了，就躺在那个椅子旁边。那一间办公室也是他的睡房、洗澡房、吃饭房、工作房。20年，像不像关在牢狱当中？
The last one is one who leads home life neither body nor mind. I would ever mention to you that there was a man in Taiwan. During his 20 years of life, he had been eating the $25 of lunchbox every meal every day. Every day, he was just sitting in front of his computer. He had never went out from his office. He even didn't know how much he had owned in the bank. When he had died for a week, even no one knew it right away. For 20 years of his life, he seemed like living in prison.